Hi, this is a dictation for Ronnie Johnson, R-O-N-N-I-E, J-O-H-N-S-O-N, Data Services 10-8-2025. Chief complaints are severe pain in the neck, mid-back, lower back, left knee. Headaches. The patient comes and also pain in the left shoulder. Patient described that he was involved in an automobile accident on May 18, 2025. And all of the symptoms are emanating from this accident. The details of the accident are as follows. Mr. Ronnie Johnson, date of birth 8-7-1983, was traveling on 9-18-2025 at around 1 p.m., was riding with a friend. There were three people, driver and two others, and they were traveling in a Grand Wagoner at 696 and Chenner in Warren. He was sleeping as they were picking him from work. And they were stopped at the Chenner, S-C-H-O-E-N-N-E-R, a red light. He doesn't know the cross-section, other street to describe, but essentially they were rear-ended in this accident by a semi-truck that couldn't stop. He doesn't know the speed of the other vehicle or their own car speed. He was not wearing a seat belt. Airbag did not deploy. There was no loss of consciousness. It was not a hit and run accident. Police came to the scene. Police did not come to the scene. Ambulance did not come to the scene. Patient was not taken to the emergency room by ambulance. The damage to the car was in the rear. The entire car was damaged, but the car was drivable. Back part was damaged. Regarding the injury, patient says that he hit his left knee to the seat in front, head to the seat in front, but there was no bleeding, fracture, laceration, no direct trauma, no damage to the elbows, neck, or mid-back. The patient was taken to, went to the Henry Ford Hospital emergency room at 15 mile. No X-ray CT scan were done, only medicine were given, and he was discharged after an hour or so. Instead of presenting illness, patient is reporting of headaches that are 7 on a scale of 1 to 10, 2 times per week, and mostly they are in the back of the head, moderately severe, and they are constant, sensitive to the light, and they are not sensitive to the light or noise, no nausea, vomiting, seizures, or aura. Patient denies all the symptoms of TBI. Nothing is going on. No history of dizziness, vertigo, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium or orientation. No vision problem, ear problem, no taste, smell problem, no TMJ problem. No incontinence or blurred vision or spots in the vision. No subtle anesthesia, no anxiety, depression, panic, no sleep disturbance. No trouble in walking, weak, and there is a history of numbness and tingling that is reported as being present on the left arm involving second and third finger with slight weakness. Currently regarding the pain, patient has a pain in the neck which is 6, mid-back pain, upper back pain is 7, lower back pain is 7. No radiation of pain is reported from the lower back except he does feel some numbness and tingling of the right, of the left front of the thigh only, small area. And neck pain possibly shooting down to the left upper arm on a lateral part of the it involving the thumb and index finger and a middle finger off and on. The left knee pain is minimal, 5 on a scale of 1 to 10. Patient is able to walk reasonably well with no major crisis. These pains are present continuously as throbbing shards and vary from 8 to 9 on a scale of 1 to 10. ADLs are affected 8. The modified factor for the pain is worsened by sitting, standing, lying down, and improved with nothing. Patient has numbness as described in the left leg anteriorly and left arm laterally. No muscle weakness is reported. Patient is not dropping any plates or dinner plates or phones. No bladder bowel incontinence is reported. No treatment has been afforded to the patient. Please review the records for system review, surgical history, allergies, family history, relationship status, employment, legal and disability history, and personal history. Please review the records for the ADLs. Please review the records for the diagnosis page also. Physical examination. The patient is a 42-year-old African-American male. Blood pressure 137 and 98, pulse 72, pulse ox 100, weight is 260, height 6 feet, temperature is 98.1. The patient is alert-oriented, cooperative and conscious with no sinuses, jaundice, clubbing, colonicia. Alert-oriented, cooperative and conscious with no sinuses. Hydration is good and his attitude is very good, demeanor is good, dress and hygiene is good. Patient is able to walk reasonably well without any limping or any other issues, no antalgic gait, and the patient, there is no acute distress, shortness of breath, or severe pain phases, or overt anxiety. Rest of the exam is from the template, including neurological, which is normal, musculature, which is normal, musculoskeleton, which is normal, inspection and palpation, spine tenderness, none is observed, parietal muscles, spasm, none. And hypertonicity is zero. Cervical spine range of motion is normal. At forward flexion 50, extension 60, bilateral side flexion 45, bilateral rotation 80. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is found to be 30. And extension is 20, bilateral side flexion is 20, bilateral rotation is 20. Maneuvers to identify reproduce the pain. In cervical spine, Hoffman sign was found negative. Purling sign was positive, Lerman test was positive, distraction test was positive, Sotwal test was positive. Thoracic spine slump test and Bruce test were found negative. And the lumbar spine straight-lizing test was positive 35 degrees. PLR is positive bilaterally. TEMP test was positive. The Levinsky sign and Regard test is negative. SI joints. Left SI joint is found to be positive for Gonsalin test and Faber test. But no issue with the standing flexion test, iliac compression test, distraction test. In the extremities, examination. Except for the left shoulder and left knee, the rest of the extremities are completely normal. Examination of the left shoulder. On inspection and palpation, shoulder appears to be completely normal. No contusion, no laceration. Are noticed, no dislocation. Range of motions are normal. At 180 degrees, generalized pain is reported to the tune of 5 in the left shoulder, especially posteriorly. Hawken-Kennedy test, negative. Emptied beer can test, negative. Mirror test, speed test, negative. Anterior-posterior apprehension test is negative. Drop arm test is negative. In the left knee area, on inspection, there is no scar, erythema, effusion. On palpation, there are no tenderness, swelling, asymmetry, and no crepitus grinding noise. Range of motion is completely normal at 135 degrees of flexion and extension. Collateral ligaments are negative. No damage to them. No tenderness. Motor power is normal. Valgus varus abnormality is not present. Anterior drawer, posterior drawer is negative. McMurray sign, Steinman is negative. Patellar apprehension is negative. Please review the record for the diagnosis page. And then, son of care, from the template treatment plan. The patient is provided a physical therapy to continue to the neck, mid-back, lower back, left shoulder, and the left knee, with traction massage, aquatherapy, gait training as needed. Patient is found disabled for work, household replacement, and transportation. Medications are ordered. Celebrex 200 mg a day for anti-inflammatory effect. Flexeril 10 mg twice a day for muscle relaxation. SFX 20 mg twice a day for stomach protection. Level 50 mg at night for pain relief. GAD disorder. Lunesta 1 mg at night for sleep. Medigesic 1 QPRN for headaches. Lidoprim ointment for topical pain relief. Non-pharmacological modalities, yes. Home exercise plan, yes. And referral to gym is good. Referral to psychiatry, yes. Fitness club is yes. Review of the available MRI, other imaging records, and medical records are not available. Interventional pain procedures, none are being recommended. Surgical options, neuropsych, attended care, casework, none. Investigations, none. DME, I have ordered a back brace, tense unit, and a neck brace for this patient. Education, yes. Follow visit in 15 days, direct contact, yes. Thank you.